Hello, I'm Lee Benton, pastor of the Open Door Baptist Church. Our congregation and myself would like to take this opportunity to thank you for listening to the sermon today. Our prayer is that the message will help you to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Okay, 1 Samuel chapter 17, 1 Samuel chapter 17. Very familiar scripture. There's some things, you know, I have preached on David and Goliath, and it'll be something like that down, but I'm going to direct it a different direction this morning. But 1 Samuel chapter 17, some things that I've seen here, and I heard one preacher bring out this, and you know how it is, we preachers, we're going to make our outline, and God give me this, and so I want to give it to you. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for the good grace of God that saved us from our sins. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege we have to be in the house of God and in Sunday school. We've learned so much in Sunday school. And, Lord, I pray you'd use us this morning. Lord, what time we have, as the preacher said, we want to glorify God, make our time count for thee. So, Lord, I pray you'd use us for your glory. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Now, I want to preach this morning. Well, teach. I said I'd probably end up preaching. But you don't mind me preaching, do you? Praise God. I'd rather hear a man preach than teach. But I know teachers, you got to be out to teach, and thank God for teachers. God called me to preach. I can teach, but I want to preach this because I made an outline. It's not so much teaching, it's preaching. I'm going to direct our attention this morning to what David used. David used a stone. That's what I want to preach on this morning, the forgotten stone. The forgotten stone. We talk so much, and I bring it out. He killed him with a stone, and he did, a rock. But I want to bring out some things about this stone here in the Word of God this morning. Now look at verse 40. Verse 40, the Bible says, and he took his staff in his hand and chose him five smooth stones. One, two, three, four, five. Put them in his strip. Let's just call it the pocket. I hadn't got one of those things. But he put them in his pocket. How about that? The Bible said he took his staff in his hand and chose him five smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had even in a strip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. All right, look at verse 49. The Bible says that David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk in his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. The forgotten stone. Amen? Yes, sir. All right, the first thing I want to bring out here is a received stone. Now, the received stone. I know the stone didn't jump up out of the water and get in David's hand. He had to reach down there and get the stones. But look at verse 40. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him five smooth stones. Now we know why he chose five. Five's a number for grace. Thank God for grace. Amen. Without grace, you're not going to do anything anyhow. Amen. Thank God for the good grace of God. But we know what the reason was. Goliath had four brothers. Amen. And he figured he'd have to take care of the other four boys while he was dealing with Goliath. You know, blood's thicker than water. And he said, the other four said, man, there's my brother. He's not going to do that to my brother. We're going to fix him up. But I guess they hightailed and ran. Amen. I don't know where they got to, but they didn't come out there and fight him. Well, the stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag. Now, remember, David here is probably, I don't know, about 18 years old here. I'm talking about just a young man in the Lord. Talk about trials. Man, I didn't know what trials was at 17, 18 years old. But as a teenager, he knows what trials was as a teenager. No wonder he's a man after God's own heart. No wonder God used David so. I tell you, you take a young man sold out to God, and he go out here in public school, and he's mocked at, and he's made fun of. I know a few like that, and I'll tell you, God's going to really use them if they'll stay faithful. God will really use them. Well, the Bible says stones out of the brook, the received stone. Now, you'll get where I'm going here in a little bit. But I think this is great. I've never heard a preacher preach on this except this one preacher that brought some of this stuff out. And I said, man, that's good right there. And I've been preaching 30 years, and I've been listening to men of God 30 years, and I've never heard one preach on it. And put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had it even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Now look where he found the stones. He found them in the brook. Amen? Yes, sir, he found them in the brook. He found them in the water. You know what water is? It's a type of the Word of God. Amen? Yes, sir. Ray, where are you going to find the Lord? You're going to find him right here in the book. Amen? Where did I find him when I got saved? Where did you find him? Right here in the Word of God. Amen? That's where he got the stone from, the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The Word of God. You can't get saved no other way. It's by the Word of God. And so he found the stone there in the brook. Thank God for that. I tell you, I've needed the stone. And by the way, the stone is the Lord, and we'll see that here in a little while, and that's what I'm driving at. It wasn't so much the stone, the rock. Oh, no, it was God. Amen? It was God. Yes, sir, I know Dave was good with a sling. I know he was good with a sling. I mean, he could hit him in the highest breath. But I'm telling you what, God directed that stone. Amen? God directed that rock. I tell you, you ever thought the value of a rock? I'll tell you one person that knows the value of a rock, and that's Ernest T. Bass. Amen? He knows the value. He don't need a sword. Oh, no, he don't need a knife. He don't need a gun. Just give Ernest T. a rock. Amen. That's his weapon, praise God. You know he knows the value of a rock. I knew the value of a rock when I was a little boy. I don't fight with him now, and I don't fight, but if I had to, I'd use a rock. But I'll tell you, as a little boy, my bigger brother hit on me. He'd take off running, and I couldn't catch him, but that rock could catch him. Amen? Yes, sir, Ray, the value of a rock. Praise God, that stone is mighty valuable. Well, I said to receive stone. I remember, thank God, when I received the stone. November 29, 1979, on a Thursday night, as the sun walked tonight, I received the stone, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Praise God for that. Amen. Yes, sir. And so the received stone, have you received him as your Lord and as your Savior? And by the way, when you get him, you'll get him out of the water. Amen. You'll get him out of the Word of God. Amen. And then look at number two, the reliable stone. Verse 49, verse 50. And David put in his hand in his bag and took thence a stone. Here it is. Look up here. Here it is. What does it say on that stone there, Steve?
Lord.
Yes, sir. That's him. That's him. That's him. There's people say, boy, I'll take this God. I'll take that God. No, I'll take this God. You don't need but one God. Amen? You don't need but one God. You witness to these Indians out here at these convenience stores, and they'll say, well, I'll use him as number 599. Amen? I'll use him as number 300. No, sir, Ray, he's number one. Amen? If he's not number one, he's not God at all. And the Bible says David, he went from stones to verse 49 to a stone. It don't take but one God. Amen? Yes, sir, Ray, I don't need a bunch of gods. I just need one God, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ, the stone, praise God. And David put in his hand in his bag and took out thence a stone. And slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk in his forehead, and he fell upon his face. How about that? Yes, sir, hey. The reliable stone. David, that's all he needed was this stone. That's all I need is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? I just need the stone. Amen? You just need the stone. I tell you, I don't care what comes my way. By the way, David had already proved this stone. Amen? He didn't need Saul's armor. Look down there in verse 38. And Saul armored David with his armor, and he put on a helmet of brass upon his head. Also, him armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and his sandals to go, for he had not proved it. David hesitated to go. You know why? Because he had not proved it. Just like Ernest T. don't need a sword, David didn't need one, praise God. Amen? And I know Ernest T. probably don't know God, but this young man right here did. Yes, sir, Ray. Upon his head, and him a coat of mail, and David had girded his sword upon his armor, and he said to go, for he had not proved it. See that? Proved it. That's twice in that verse. I'm going to go with what I have proved. Ain't you? Yes, sir, Ray. I'm not looking for a new thing. No, sir, this brother's talking about here. These churches want new ways and new things. I'm not looking for something new. I'm looking for the old paths. Amen? Praise God. And I'm going to stick with them by the grace of God. Yes, sir, I approve this stone. I approve this stone in sickness. I approve it in health. I approve it, I tell you, with my family, raising my boys, my daughter for God. I approve it on the job. I approve it in the house of God. I have approved this stone. Amen. It ain't never letting it go. Where'd it go? Right here it is. I'm sorry, Lord. Amen. But I've never... That stone, this Lord has never let me down. Oh, no, no, sir. Hey, the Bible says, and David said, he thought in his mind, I can't do this. I hadn't proved this. And so I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to tell him up front. Amen? That's a good thing to do on your job. Ma'am, you realize a cusser may be coming in, or a foul mouth, somebody may be coming in. I tell you what, tell them up front you're a Christian. Amen? Prove the Lord up front. You want to deal with that crowd later. Amen? Yes, sir. Ray, you won't be embarrassed. Well, the Bible says, and David put his hand in his bag and he got a fist, stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that his stone sunk in his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. It also says, verse 39, and David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these. I don't need all this stuff you put on me. Listen, you can't improve on being yourself. Be yourself, and if you got the stone, you'll come out victorious. Amen? You'll come out victorious. For I have not proved them. I hadn't proved this other stuff, Saul. It's good for you, but I'm going to go with a stone. And David put them off him, and he took his staff in his hand, and the Bible says he chose that stone and got the job done. It's a reliable stone. And the Lord said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Yes, sir. Hey, I tell you, it's a reliable stone. Been saved 31 years, been preaching 28 years. I'm telling you, this stone has never, ever let me down. If you think it will, you're badly fooled. Amen. This stone will never let you down. This stone is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And He gets the job done. Yes, sir. Ray, we don't have to fight our battles. This rock will fight our battles. That's no earnest tea. The rock can get the job done. Amen. Yes, sir. If you want to knock out a winder, if you want to hit a dog, or, you know, it'll do the job. Amen? Yes, sir, Ray. And it'll do the job. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know what? You would think everybody would want the stone, wouldn't you? You'd think they would. But everybody don't want the stone. So the next point is the rejected stone. Goliath, he rejected the rock. He probably seen David do that, and he said, what's that little pimp doing? What in the world's that little old boy doing down there picking up a rock? He crazy. Man, I got armor. I got an armor barrier. I mean, what do I need? And that's the way the world thinks. Man, I got cars. I got houses. I've got a good job. Everything's going all right. I've got health. What do I need with a stone? I don't need that stone. You go out there and knock on doors, you'll find that out. Amen. And I'm sure you do. Yes, sir. Read the rejected stone. Look at verse 43. The Bible says, and the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh to the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Goliath, you better look in his hand. He got something mighty important in his hand, Goliath. You don't see it. You're looking at David. You don't see that sling fixing to wind up. I don't know how to wound him up back then, probably like that. I guess underneath like that. And I'll tell you, David was an expert. He'd prove that stuff. Yes, sir. He'd done that many times to scare the wolves and stuff off from his sheep, throw them rocks out there and make them run. David knew exactly what he was doing. But I'm just saying, the rejected stone. Oh, my. I look at Matthew chapter 21. Over the Word of God in Matthew chapter 21, and I want to read a verse or two over there. Matthew 21 and verse 42. The Bible says there in verse 42 of the Word of God, Jesus said to them, did you never read in the Scripture the stone which the builders rejected? I'm talking about this stone. I'm talking about the Lord. That's who he's talking about. The Savior's become the head of the corner. You think everybody'd want this on their corner. We got to have the stone on our corner. I mean, we're going to build a home. We're going to build a church. We got to have this stone on the corner. We're going to have the Lord. But this world don't want the Lord. The Bible says this is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. That's to save people. Amen? That's not the world. I can say today, I can testify to God, this stone is marvelous in my eyes. Over and over and over again. Oh, has he been marvelous. Therefore say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. They can have what they want. This world's good. But I'll tell you, I'm going to stick with the stone. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Amen? Yes, sir, I'm going to stick with the Lord. Look at 1 Peter chapter 2 in the Word of God. Turn over to 1 Peter chapter 2 in the Word of God. And we'll read a verse or two over there. 1 Peter chapter 2 in the Bibles. Now look what it says in verse 7. Unto you therefore believe, he is precious. And he's precious. He's precious. Unto you therefore, which believe, not to the world, but to us as God's children, he is precious. This stone is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed. I'll build my home on a job. I'll build my home on a career. I'll build my home on houses and lands. That's what he's saying. Allow the same is made the head of the corner. The stone which the builders disallowed. The same is made the head of the corner. The rejected stone. Nobody, and neither one of them armies, had a stone but David. That's why he won the battle. His brothers fussed and had a complaint when he came and tried to run him down. But David had the stone. And the stone makes a difference. Praise God. The stone is going to make the difference. Oh my, the stone. Verse 49 again, and David put in his hand in his bag and took thence a stone, the Lord, and slung it. Praise God. God, when God does a job, He's going to do it. Amen? You ever known God to fail? Oh, no. God's not going to fail. No. He cannot fail. It's impossible for God to fail. And David give him the glory. It wasn't David. It was God that done that. He said, God's going to take off your head. Is that right? Sure. He wasn't boastful about it. That the stone sunk in his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. Oh, my, I'm telling you, that stone got that job done. I'm going to have to leave out some because I got to close in a little while and much to be said about it. You can't get it all in, but I praise God for the opportunity, Pastor, to say a little bit about it. All right, then number four, the reconstructing stone. This stone reconstructed my life. I said, I'm going to get this done in my life. I'm going to get this done. I'm on this, that, just ball junk and all this. I'm going to go this way. But no, this stone reconstructed my life. And it reconstructed old Goliath's life, didn't it? It rearranged his face. Praise God. Amen? Yes, sir. It hit him right between the eyes. It reconstructed his face. Look at Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. Now, let's give you a little bit to drive the point home. Matthew chapter 16 in the Word of God. And look at verse 18. I believe it's where I want to go. You know right where I'm going. But the Bible says, and I say unto thee, thou art Peter. He's not talking about Peter going to do it. No. He's talking about himself. And upon this rock, upon this stone, I'll build my church. Amen? God has built this church. You agree? Nod your head. Amen? It hadn't been so much the pastor, it hadn't been so much y'all. God has used y'all, but this stone is what's built this church. Amen? This stone is what reconstructed your life. And I don't know about your life, but my life was in a mess when God saved me. Amen? And He reconstructed my life. Thank God, the reconstructing stone. I like that. Talk about Matthew chapter 7. You're in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 7 in the Word of God. Look at Matthew chapter 7. And verse 24 and verse 25. The Bible says, no man can serve two masters. That's what they want to do. They want to have a foot in the world and a foot in the church. You can't straddle a fence with God. Amen? No, sirree. He will have the one and love the other, or hate the one, love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and manna. The fellow said, Dale Earnhardt, don't you want to be saved? After about 20 seconds of silence, he said, I know I need to be. I know I need the stone. This is a true story now. He's the same age I am, born on the same day. We just born 30 miles apart. He'd be 59 years old if he was living today. Dale said, if I receive the stone, I'll have to give up my racing. And I like watching NASCAR. But that's what happened. Now you know the rest of the story. You say, well, Dale may have got saved 2 weeks later before he got killed. He may have. I don't know. I'm not saying he went to hell. But I'm just saying he had an opportunity to receive the stone. He said out of his own mouth. Yeah, I know that's right. But if I do that, I'll have to give up my racing. You can't serve two masters. Oh, no. You cannot serve God and manna. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought. Well, that's not going to have nothing to do with this thing, so we just go on. But the stone, the reconstructing stone. And then number five, and last of all, I believe I'm doing all right, maybe running ahead of schedule, but last of all, the reigning stone. It's all right here in the Word of God. Turn back and read verse 54 with me. The reigning stone. And David took the head of the Philistine. I wish to God I'd have a mannequin's head. I mean, ugly as sin, with some long hair to it, so I could hold him by the hair and parade down the aisle here. But I didn't have one. I found the stones, but I didn't have the head. Steve, can I borrow your head? Steve said, I'll help a preacher out any way I can, but I ain't going to give you my head. Amen? I'll give him a head unless I pull him down the aisle, drag him down the aisle, and he's too big for me doing that. Amen? But I tell you, that stone sunk right in the Lord. He said, I ain't going to have nothing to do with a stone, but he did, didn't he? Yes, sir. Right between his eyes. You hit old boy in between his eyes with a rock, that pretty well, you won the victory. Amen? You pretty well got the victory. Yes, sir. You pretty well got the victory. I agree, Steve. Amen. Yes, sir. You hit him with a rock, you pretty well got the victory. Now, the Bible says in verse 54, but he put it. Now, look at this. Now, here's some things I hadn't seen before either. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem. Old David marching, and don't you know, I don't know that he was strutting, but I'd say old David had a smile on his face. I mean, I have a smile on my face when I get the victory through God, don't you? I'm not sad about it. I'm rejoicing. He may have been had a holy dance like he did over there when he brought the ark up. I don't know. But I'll tell you, he had that head in his hand, had about a hair of the head, and that thing was sunk right in his forehead. Just picture him coming up through there, a little 17-year-old boy with a trophy like that. Praise God. I know you fellas put a deer up on the wall and a fox and certain things like that, and nothing wrong with that. But I'll tell you, if that happened to me, I'd have Goliath's head up on the wall in the house. Praise God. You say, my soul, who's that little creature? Well, let me tell you about him. Amen. You're talking about a conversation piece. That'd be a conversation piece. Oh, yeah. That's one of the greatest victories I ever had, I'd say. Let me tell you about it. If you got time, just sit down there. Amen. But me and you can tell some great victories without this, can't we? Yes, sir. We now fuse David. We've had some glass by the hair of the head. God's done it for us. The stone has done it, and I praise God for it. The Bible says here he's a reigning stone. Look at verse 57. And as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. Praise God. Boy, you're talking about a victory. That's the Lord. That's the stone. That's the Lord. The reigning stone. Notice in verse 54. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. Yes, sir. What did he put in there? I don't know. You say, well, he put the sling in there. He may have put that stone in there too. He said, buddy, that thing right there works. If it can kill Goliath, 9'6" to 9'9", if it can kill Goliath, it'll take care of anybody. And the Bible says he put it in his tent. The tent reminds us of a home. You put the stone in your home, it's going to go. That's why a lot of families have turmoil. That's how a lot of people get out of the house of God. You know what? They take the stone out of the house. They take the stone out of the tent. That was David's house. Bible said he took the stone. I don't say that. I can't don't make you say that. But I tell you, this was his armor. It was part of it. It was the main thing. I know the sling slung it. But I'll tell you, this got the job done. The Lord Jesus Christ. He put it in his tent. And for 31 years now, since God saved me, when I got saved that Thursday night, I took Jesus to the house. Amen? Amen. And he's been there ever since. Yes, sir, Ray. Oh, yeah. The raining stone. He reigned in my home for 31 years. Thank God for that. Oh, my. We see who overcame. David overcame. He overcame. He made a believer out of Saul and the army of Israel. He made a believer out of them Philistines. Yes, sir, Ray. I said he had the head. He said, this is my trophy. I don't see where Saul ever took it from him. What to do with it, preacher? I don't know. Amen? I don't know. He may have hung it up on the tent wall. All I know. I don't know what he done with it. But he had a trophy. Boy, God's able to give us trophies. Amen? Yes, sirree. He was an overcomer. He had the head. Most important, he had the stone. That's what got the head. Amen? That's what got the head. And this is what's going to take care of the devil. It's right here. This is going to put the devil in hell. Amen? Won't that be a day of rejoicing? This is going to take care of the devil. Yes, sirree. Let me bring out one more thing, and I close. Turn to Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2, talking about the last days. Are we there? We're in the last days. These churches represent us. These churches. Where is open door? Where is Bible veritas? Where is faith in these churches? Where are we? But here we are. Here we are from chapter 1 through 3. Then chapter 4, you hear about the church no more after we're raptured until I believe it's chapter 19 when we come back. We're getting out of here. Amen? And it's because of the stone. Now look what it says here in verse, let's just start reading into verse 15. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrines of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear. What the Spirit say unto the churches, to him that overcometh will I give to eat, or I give to eat of the hidden manna, and would give him a white stone, and a stone, a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Look up here. White stone. How about that? So we got some trials and heartaches to go through. But he that overcometh, God said, I'm going to give a white stone. Why come your preacher? How come your name's not on it? Because the Bible said, in a stone, a new name written. I don't know what it's going to be. That's why I didn't write it. God didn't tell me. Amen? God did not tell me what was going to be on this stone. But I believe I'll stay faithful to God. If I'll endure, I mean, and I'm not enduring to be saved. I'm enduring because I am saved. And in a stone, a new name written, which no man knoweth, save he that receiveth it. Praise God, I'm looking for the stone. Amen? The white stone. And then I can say, as Jesus said on Calvary, it is finished. I found this up yonder in Kentucky midday. I was there the other day, and it's got the word on the back of it, compliment. And I said, I got to get that off there. And then I got to thinking and praying about it. I said, no, no, no. That goes right with that message. That means to comply. If I comply with what God said, be faithful, I take my names in the Lamb Book of Life, I'll tell you, I'll receive a white stone. Amen? Praise God. That's just amazing how that worked out like that. That's amazing, just God, how it worked out that way. But I'm telling you, it's not me, it's the stone, it's the Lord. It's the Lord. He's the one gets the job done. Thank God for the stone. Praise God for it. Amen. Much we could have said, but that's enough. You got the point. But I'll tell you, the stone. That's what, and I preached over this thing before, and I have preached. Yeah, he hit him with a rock. He hit him with a stone. He killed him. But I never have drove that home about the stone. And Jesus is the stone. He is the stone. Remember, in the Old Testament, used to take them out and murder them. What'd they use? Stones. Take him out and stone him. Take him out and stone him. That represents the Lord in judgment. God's going to take care of this wicked world. The stone's going to take care of this wicked world. Aren't you glad you own the stone? He's yours. Yes, sir. We belong to Him. Praise God.
Thank you so much for listening to the sermon today. We hope and pray that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The Bible says in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The Bible says in John, chapter number 14, that Jesus saith unto them, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me." Our prayer here at Open Door Baptist Church is that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The Bible says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, Jesus Christ loves you. He died for you, and He's more than capable and more than willing to cleanse you from unrighteousness and from your sins, and make you a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Bible says if you repent, turn from your sin, and turn to Jesus Christ, and by faith believe in His death, His burial, and His resurrection for your salvation, you too can be saved. Our prayer is that you think upon this, and that very soon you'll make an eternal decision to receive Jesus as your personal Savior. Thank you so much.